Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people. And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean...
The Small Business Advocate.
Back, it's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just turned on the radio, if you turned on the computer and cranked up my internet simulcast, we're glad you're here. Or if you're listening in the future, years and years from now, when this broadcast is being archived and kept for posterity for all of you young people in the future who maybe aren't born yet, we're glad you're here too. Steve Chandler is our guest. I'm really glad he's back with us. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of so many books. We carry them to the studio in a wheelbarrow. He's including one of my favorites, 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back, and The Truth That Will Set You Free, and on. His new book, though, is called Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things That You Can. Steve Chandler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Excuse me. It's good to be back.
Courage is something that I like to talk about, and it's something that I have talked about on the show before. You talked about it
on the show before.
Courage is something that is a characteristic that more of in the marketplace, and we need more of in politics, and more of in life. And I still find it, Steve, but I don't find it as much where in the places that we really need it. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, especially in life. But where I find it missing most is when I coach people in small businesses. They really have a deficit of courage and. Is number one, time management issues. Mm-hmm. Because when you can't say no, when you can't prioritize and make bold decisions for what you're going to do with your day and who you're going to be with, it just really becomes a mess.
How is it manifesting? How is the lack of courage manifesting? And give us some examples.
One of the things I recommend that my people go on is a business savings account. Some form of that, so they're not always just going from one client to the next or one infusion of money to the next, just living in a state of panic. And yet they don't have the courage to do that. It takes great courage to, when money comes in, set some aside and don't do anything with it, because the temptation is, well, we could do this and we could spend it. We're being irresponsible if we're not spending it on marketing or doing that. So people have this juvenile spend mentality, and it's based on panic. It's based on fear.
Well, part of it, in fairness, Steve, part of it is the business will find a way to spend that money for you.
Oh, yeah.
There's always some place to put it, and many times, especially, Steve, in a growing business, a business that doesn't have a lot of the infrastructure that it still has to invest in those things, like an appropriate website and maybe the right kind of office, to support and the number of employees that we need. There are plenty of things that a business will suck cash out of your account if you let it. But you're right, you do have to have the courage to discipline yourself to know when to spend that. A lot of times we'll spend it when we shouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And a mentality sets in that if there's money here, I should be spending it on something to move my business forward. Mm-hmm. And I find it in personal life too. The people that I coach in my coaching practice, they come in with terrible problems in their personal lives, and they're all traced back to somewhere along the way a courageous decision was not made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to recount these things in my book and talk about what is it like to live an absolutely fearless day. Let's start there. You don't have to do a fearless life.
Right.
Let's just have a fearless day. and then see what comes out of that. And people are just amazed when they plot out and actually live a fearless day.
And if you back out 8 hours of sleep, then you've just got 16 hours you have to be fearless in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So get us started on that.
Well, the key thing here is saying no. Saying no to customers who are difficult customers, who really drain all your energy, and you think you need those precious dollars, when actually, if you said no to them, you'd open up a lot of time and space for bringing in just the right customer that you love to serve and gives you more profit. So there's one juncture at which a person can courageously say no to some customer or client of theirs is just a huge drain on their
life. Hold on to that thought, Steve. And folks, when we come back, Steve and I are going to talk about the one thing that you have to do for yourself to be able to say no in the right situation and at the right time. We're going to do that right after this break. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Here he is, coming back, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Cocker. Mad Dogs and Englishmen. And he's still rocking after all these years. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I hope small business owners that you go at your small business the way Joe Cocker goes at his rock and roll. If you go at your small business that way, you're going to be okay. People will pay admission to watch you the way they pay admission to see Joe sing. What do you think, Steve Chandler?
I agree. I identify with Joe.
Yeah, Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen.
Still rocking.
That's right, exactly. The author of the new book, Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things You Can. Steve, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, it's available on Amazon right now, and will be in the bookstores in a week.
Okay, all right. So, folks, you're getting the first look at this. Steve, you were saying, we went to the break about saying no, about being able to say no to whoever might be encroaching on your courage, on your life, and maybe typically what happens, Steve, is when we need to say no the most is when people want us to do something that as they say in Monty Python, doesn't fit your idiom.
Yeah.
Or it takes you out of your business model. It gets you out of your niche or whatever, and you get distracted. And so the one thing that I say, that I tell myself whenever this happens to me, is I try to come back to okay, what do I really do? Who really am I?
Yeah.
And what do I really want? And when I ask myself those questions, it makes it easier for me to maybe not say no to the customer, because I really still have a hard time with that, Steve, but at least find some kind of a compromise that doesn't cost me myself and my company.
Well, yeah, and you know, once you read the book, Jim, you won't have such a hard time, because
folks, in case you didn't know.
No, you'll see that your ability to serve others and your family gets better and better and better the more you're willing to say no. And no does not have to be a really horrible, nasty thing. We're brought up in our society from childhood on to really hate the word no and fear it. And salespeople have such a hard time with the word no, they consider it rejection. And the problem here is that if we could just say no in a very graceful way, in a real quality no, that I am not available. I have a real key client who wants me to be at their location in July, and I don't have any space on my calendar, and I could squeeze it in if I wanted to,
yep.
But I want to take care of my life so that I have a relaxed, happy life. So I simply said no, that I'm not able to come out there in July. What does August look like for you? Now, in the past, before I wrote Fearless and really figured out how to be fearless during the day, I would have said yes, just out of fear of losing.
You'd have worked it out. You would have lost sleep and
right.
and wrecked your month to do it.
So I want to figure out, what am I doing because of fear? What throughout the day is dictated by fear? And like you say, I want to ask myself, why am I here? Why did I come to work? What's my central purpose? And is what I'm doing right now feeding that central purpose and really creating income? Or am I doing all kinds of things that don't bring in any income at all?
In Hamlet, Polonius said to Falstaff, "This above all, to thine own self be true."
Yeah. To thine own self be true. And if you can have the courage to do that, all of a sudden people around you start respecting you.
That's exactly
people
right.
People respect you when you say no in a very kind way.
No, well, and you can say no with you can say
I'm
no
not
without
on your board.
You can say no without saying no.
Well, yes, you can.
You don't have to use that word.
Without rejecting someone.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly right. If someone asks, I bet a lot of people ask you to do things, serve on boards, appear at small business conventions. You can't possibly say yes to every one of those.
And that's hard to do. And I'll tell you, and see, this is why this topic is such an important one, and why I think your book is so important for small business owners, Steve, is because when small business owners start to get a little bit successful in their community, they're starting to be recognized as a new mover and shaker in the community. As your business starts growing a little bit, even if you're like me, you're not young when it starts happening. You're going to get phone calls. You're going to get business.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to take you to lunch, and they're going to want you to be on this board and that board. And let me tell you something, folks. It's important that you do those things. Steve, we don't want to see a world where small business owners don't give back. The world collapses when that happens.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
But
it's
some point in time, you've got to say, you know what? Three boards is all I can handle. I can't do a fourth one. And so you tell the fourth one, you know what? I rotate off in a couple of years on this board. Why don't we talk about your board then?
Excellent. That's a good thing to say. And it's not such a bad thing for the world to know that you're not always available. And here's another thing. You hit on a very vital point, and I have to remind my clients this. The more successful you are, the more complicated your life will become. So watch out for it.
Mm-hmm.
You pray for success and business and clients and customers, but when you get them, life becomes very complicated and overwhelming. You better have a fearless commitment to simplify your life.
Right. Absolutely. See, Steve, I have read the book.
You've done well.
At Amazon, the book is called Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things You Can. That sounds like a takeoff of Desiderata, doesn't it?
Well, it's from the Serenity Prayer.
I meant the Serenity Prayer. Yeah,
Serenity Prayer.
Yeah.
I talk a few times about addiction in the book.
Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Steve Chandler. Week on the schedule page, and it'll take you to all of the archives of the interviews he's deposited with us over the years. And don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Steve Chandler and I are talking about fearless, about courage. His book is called Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things You Can. And I mentioned, I incorrectly said Desiderata, and I meant the Serenity Prayer. Talk to us about the tie-in of that with this book.
Steve. Well, I've tied a lot of personal stories into this book about times in my life where I had no courage, and because I didn't, I paid a terrible price. And then I talk about personal stories where I found the courage to do what I needed to do and where that came from and how anybody can do that. It's a process that I work with my clients. So when a salesperson goes on a call, they have an absolutely fearless call. Nothing's based on fear. And they sell so much more when they don't show up as needy, fearful, I really need this money, I really need this business. And so I wanted to put the Serenity Prayer, that part of it, creating God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can and the courage to change the things I can. And that's the part of the prayer that most people ignore. They think it's all about serenity, you know, like give me drugs so I can be serene and not drink anymore. But that's not really the beauty of the prayer. The beauty for me is in the courage to change the things I can in my life. And it's always courage. It's never circumstance. It's really funny. Even in small business, when I analyze a small business that I've been called to consult with. I will find a point at which something is not being done in a fearless way. It's being done based on fear, and the fear-based way of either not meeting with salespeople or not charging the right price to customers, there was a breakdown based on fear. And if we can fix that, everything turns around.
Let me give you an example of how it would happen with a salesperson. If you go into a sales call feeling you must sell these people, then your courage, you left your courage at the door.
Yeah.
But if you go in thinking, I'm going to help these people, I sure hope it's something that I've got that they want to buy.
Yep.
Then you're taking your courage with you, because if you have that attitude, then when you get in there and you say, what can I do to help you, and what they need that you can help them with by telling them about somebody else that, you know, where they can get what they need because you don't happen to sell it that day, that's when you're courageous, because you're providing the courage to say, okay, if I serve this customer today, they will call on me tomorrow.
Absolutely.
That takes courage to defer that, doesn't it?
That's it, exactly. It's deferred gratification. It's the courage to do the right thing in the moment. And it's not that you have faith it'll pay off. You don't even think about that. You just keep doing the right thing in the moment. And choosing the right thing to do and the right people to talk to. And creating the right product, creating the right service, and charging enough. People undercharge.
That's
and
the biggest.
And do all
that's
kinds
the
of
biggest,
crazy things out of fear.
That's the biggest lack of courage small business owners have these days, is they still believe they've got to compete with Walmart on price.
Yep. Big mistake.
It's a death wish. It's a death wish, Steve.
Because time is the new money. People want convenience. Mm-hmm. They want speed and service. Give me speed. Give me service.
And they'll pay for it. But you have to charge them for that. Steve, I don't know. I don't know if I've told you this or not before, but I actually do business with small business owners, and sometimes I'll say, "You're not charging me enough for this."
Yeah.
And they look at me like I've grown horns or something, and I say, "You're not charging me enough."
Yeah. No,
and
no.
I say, "Well,
you're doing them a service by saying that."
Yep. Yep.
And there's only one reason they're not charging you enough. They're afraid. They're afraid if they charge the right price, people wouldn't buy it. And once you make a decision based on fear, you're in real trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Because the marketplace smells fear, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, give us the website, please.
SteveChandler.com.
Can we find all your books there?
Yeah.
You can find a list of all the books, folks. It's only a half-hour show. I don't have time to list all of his books, folks. But he's written dozens and sold something under a billion copies worldwide. The new book is called Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things You Can by Steve Chandler. Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, encouraging you to have courage.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.